Well, welcome everybody to the second week of our series called Worth It, Five Reasons Faith Deserves Your Best. Every day we make the decision to bring our best to a situation or our worst. At work, you can give it your all or you can phone it in. At home, you can spend time with your family, play with your children, care for your elderly parents, or you can spend your free time doing other things. You can be there for the people in your life who need your help, or you can focus on yourself. It's the same with faith. You can bring your best or not. Maybe you've wondered whether spending more time on your spiritual life is worth it when you're already constantly running from one obligation to the next. A lot of people have already made that decision. They're in small groups, serving in ministries and missions, tithing and giving, sharing their faith. But for a lot of people, that question is still up in the air. In this series, we're making the case for faith with five good reasons why devoting more of your life to God makes sense. Last week, we started by looking at one of those reasons. We said that faith often comes with certain risks. You have to trust God when you can't see the plan. To forgive when it's so much easier to hold on to resentment, be generous when it's safer to hold back, make time for prayer when there are so many other competing demands. But as we said, faith is worth the risk. Today we're going to look at another reason why following Jesus deserves your best. I want to talk with you today about worth pursuing. We all pursue certain things in life, a rewarding career, higher education, good health, financial stability, our children's futures. But nobody expects those things to happen overnight. It takes time to advance in your career, years to earn a college degree, eating right and exercising don't pay dividends in a few weeks or even a few months. Investing and growing your net worth require patience and careful planning over time. And let's face it, nowadays it's takes longer than ever for children to launch from the nest. If you have a 30-year-old still living in your basement, don't worry, it's okay, they'll get there eventually. Every good and worthy pursuit in life is usually not a sprint, it's a marathon. So why would we expect anything different with faith? The irony is that a lot of people who patiently pursue professional and other life goals sometimes give up on God too soon. They don't see results right away, so they call it quits. But I'm here to tell you that prayer is worth pursuing. Faith is worth pursuing. God is worth pursuing. Many years ago, I prayed for something that I really wanted to happen, healing for a friend. A young mother I knew in her early 30s had been diagnosed with a rare and aggressive form of cancer. She had two young children, a loving husband, a good job, and a bright future. But then, out of nowhere, came this life-changing diagnosis. We were all devastated by the news. Well, I started praying like never before, down on my knees, praying the rosary, the Our Father, prayer after prayer for healing every day, several times a day. But still, in the end, she passed away. After that, I kind of gave up on prayer for a while. I was still faithful. I went to church and volunteered and believed, but I just figured God was going to do what God was going to do anyway. His will would always be done. Nothing much I could do to change that, so I threw in the towel. I thought, why bother? What's the use? This is where a lot of people are in their faith. They've tried it, didn't see results right away, admitted defeat, and moved on. And yes, God's will is sovereign, it is absolute, but many times we give up too soon. We give up before we see and discover what God has been preparing to do. And I know it's hard waiting. I understand that it's discouraging when things don't work out like we had planned or hoped for, but God's plan is always the right plan. His timing, always the right timing. His way, always the right way. First reading today says, observe what is right, do what is just. For my salvation is about to come, my justice about to be revealed. The prophet was saying, don't give up, don't surrender, keep being your best, Keep doing the right thing. God will come through in the end. In the years since my friend passed away, I have met many, many people who have never given up trusting in the power of prayer. Many of them have seen miracle, experienced miracles and breakthroughs and felt God's presence in the midst of their pain, saw him show out in their lives in amazing ways. That's why I started praying bold prayers again, asking God to intervene in real, specific, and extraordinary ways, trusting him to perform miracles, to change outcomes, and to work all things for the good. Not everything turns out the way we want. God's will is supreme, and we don't always understand why some things happen and others don't. It's a mystery, but still, it's worth pursuing. This is what the woman in today's gospel story understood. She was desperate. Her daughter was sick. She would have done anything to save her. So she came to Jesus and called out, "Son of David," she called out, "have pity on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." Now you would think that Jesus would have helped her. He had already healed so many people, a leper, a man with epilepsy, Peter's mother-in-law, not one but two blind men. He even raised Jairus' daughter from the dead, more than a dozen healings before today's story. But the passage says he did not say a word in answer to her. Not a word, no response, nothing, complete silence. Maybe this is what you're experiencing right now. You've been praying for a loved one for a long time. You've been asking God to heal a relationship. You've been carrying a burden for years, but nothing seems to be happening. Don't assume that God's silence is God's absence. One of the biggest mistakes we can make is believing that God doesn't care because he is silent. Scripture is full of stories that show how wrong that is. Waiting is not wasted time. While we wait, God works. Waiting is God's workshop. It's where he does his best work. The woman in the gospel today had every reason to give up. Not only did Jesus ignore her, act like she wasn't even there, she was also a foreigner, an outsider. She was not a descendant of Abraham. The woman was a Canaanite. Her ancestors lived in the Promised Land before the Israelites arrived. Canaanites were idol worshipers, Gentiles. They did not believe in Jehovah, and they were seen as people far removed from God's covenant and promises. But still, the woman kept coming to Jesus, kept asking, kept begging, kept believing. Why didn't Jesus help her? She kept believing. But Jesus finally told her why he was ignoring her. He said, in effect, "I'm sorry, ma'am, but I was sent only to help the house of Israel, not the Gentiles." Not the Gentiles. "It's too bad, but you're just not part of the family." Even then, she kept believing, kept pursuing Jesus. She fell down at his feet and started to worship him. But still, Jesus said, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." To our ears, Jesus' words sound incredibly harsh. He was normally so compassionate. It seems out of character. What's interesting is that long before that, hundreds of years before, the prophet Isaiah promised that one day God would open up his family to everyone in the world, not just to the Israelites, but to Gentiles as well, to all people. In today's first reading, he said, "The foreigners who join themselves to the Lord, ministering to him, loving the name of the Lord, and becoming his servants, all who keep the Sabbath free from profanation and hold to my covenant, them I will bring to my holy mountain and make joyful in my house of prayer." Through Isaiah, God was saying that he was about to bring salvation for all people. This woman believed that promise. Even though she was an outsider, even though everyone told her she didn't belong, she still believed that God's mercy was big enough for her. She kept pursuing that promise because she knew it was worth it. Maybe some of you have convinced yourselves that God's promises are for somebody else. You know, someone more faithful, someone who already has their life all together, someone who prays more, someone who's never drifted away from the church, someone who's never made the mistakes you have. But today's readings tell a different story. Paul says, the promises and the call of God are irrevocable. Isaiah says salvation will soon come to everyone. God himself said, my house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples. That includes you. That includes everyone. The disciples told Jesus to send the woman away. She was a stranger, an interloper. She wasn't worthy. But Jesus allowed the conversation to unfold in the way that it happened because he was teaching his disciples a valuable lesson. The woman went on to say to Jesus, please, Lord, please, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters. Then Jesus said to her in reply, oh, woman, great is your faith. And he healed her daughter. Her faith was great because she never gave up. She never quit. Even after the silence, the rejection, the exclusion, the delay, she still believed. She kept pursuing Jesus because she knew he was worth it. The business author Jim Collins studied companies that had made the leap from being good to truly great. He discovered something surprising. Their success almost never happened overnight. Instead, it was the result of constantly pushing a flywheel, you know, over and over again, day after day, month after month, year after year. It wasn't easy. It could be discouraging, but then came the breakthrough. That's true in business, but it's also true in faith. For nearly 17 years, St. Monica prayed for her son. He had wandered far from God, chased after worldly pleasures, rejected the faith that she had taught him. Most people would have given up, but Monica never stopped believing, never stopped praying. And then one day, her son found God. He later became a bishop, and today he is remembered as one of the greatest saints and theologians in the history of the church, St. Augustine. That faith is still changing lives even today. You may have heard of the two famous brothers, Mark Wahlberg and Donnie Wahlberg, both good Catholics. They're Hollywood celebrities, been in a lot of movies, but maybe what you haven't heard about is their other brother, Jim. At a young age, Jim got involved with drugs, and because of his choices, he was in and out of prisons for years. Most people would have written him off, but not his mother. Jim's mother kept praying for him, and just like St. Monica centuries earlier, she never gave up, never gave up. Years later, Jim encountered Christ in a profound way. He broke free from the addiction, rebuilt his life, and now dedicates himself to helping other people find that same freedom. What if Monica had stopped praying? What if Jim's mother had decided to give up? But both these women understood something the Canaanite woman in the gospel also somehow knew, that some of the greatest breakthroughs happen just after the point when most people quit. We live in a world of instant results, but the truth is, whether it's in business, your marriage, your personal goals, the greatest rewards belong to the people who keep showing up, keep turning the flywheel, keep putting in the effort. Faith works the same way. Every prayer, every act of trust, every step of obedience, it might not seem much to you, might not seem like it's going anywhere, but that's what allows the creator of the world to go to work and to build momentum in your life that you can't see yet? Is there something you've stopped believing for? Your marriage, your health, a child, a grandchild, someone who's wandered far from faith, or maybe a dream God put in your heart years ago but hasn't happened? Maybe today's gospel is God's invitation to you to start praying, start trusting again. Don't quit just before the finish line. Don't throw in the towel too soon. Like those three strong women, St. Monica, Jim Wahlberg's mother, the Canaanite woman in the gospel, stay the course. Your breakthrough might be just around the corner. Sometimes God changes the circumstances, the situation you're facing. Sometimes God changes us. Either way, He is always worth pursuing.